Donna Whitney said, the alternative to discipline is disaster. Life's hard. It's hard because everything takes discipline. If I don't exercise, I'll be out of shape. If I don't keep up with my budget, I'll go into debt. If I don't spend time with my spouse and kids, my relationships will suffer. If we're not disciplined in these areas, disaster will come fast. And because of life's demands, it's easy for us to simply give up. I'd like to offer another option. Keep going. Now, I know this is easier said than done, but life's short and each day matters. I suggest four things to do to prevent burnout. The first is take a Sabbath. There's a reason God rested on the seventh day of creation. He paved the way for us to follow His example. So one day out of seven, take a break, rest, relax, and worship the Lord. The second thing I would suggest doing is take baby steps. It's great to see and to track progress and celebrate the small victories that you make. I like the statement that says, start simply and simply start. The goal is to do something instead of nothing. The third thing I would suggest is remember you're not alone. Every one of us has to keep going on in order to live. Most importantly, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you've been promised the Holy Spirit is within you. The Holy Spirit strengthens and empowers you. He gives you wisdom, and He gives you gifts to serve God. The fourth thing I would suggest doing to prevent burnout is to find a support group. AA and addiction recovery groups work so well because there's a support group of others who encourage you to press on. In the same way, we need at least another person who can help us stay disciplined in our relationship with the Lord and in other areas of life. The most important discipline to work on is your spiritual life. It all starts with faith. The ways of Jesus Christ have value for all things. If you trust in Him, you have a foundation for everything else. Don't stop living. Take care of yourself and press on. Our time on this earth is short.